latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and according to reports, the club are still determined to go try and sign Leicester's Riyad Mahrez this summer. Man City failed with a bid in January. They missed out after Leicester rejected their bid on deadline day. But reports now claim with ESPN that they will make a fresh approach to the 27-year-old at another season, as Pep Guardiola looks to rejuvenate his own attacking options. Suggest, of course, that Guardiola would like to add more versatility to his attacking lineup ahead of next season. Of course, they are determined to impress in the Champions League and add more trophies after also missing out in the FA Cup. In other news, Jorginho's agent has confirmed several clubs are interested in signing the midfielder at the end of the season. City remain interested in the Italian international, as do rivals United, and the player's agent João Santos has confirmed a number of clubs are in the frame to sign him. He told Radio Kiss Kiss Napoli, "I'll talk with the club because Jorginho has another 2 years on his contract, but there are several clubs interested in him, and we have to understand if Napoli want to move forward with their starters or not." Moving on then, and City youngster Brandon Barker's admitted he would like to extend his loan stay at Hibs to rekindle his love for football. He joined Easter Road early this season after a disappointing start with Dutch second tier NC Breda, and now he's hoping, of course, to kick on. He has found a home from home in Edinburgh, and despite enduring a recent 11-week injury absence, and has been an impressive start in the capital club for the second spot in the Premiership. He told the Daily Record, "My first thought is to finish off the season here and then enjoy the summer, but I can only say thank you to Hibs. It has been unbelievable. I'm very happy. It's been an incredible season. As a City player, I expect they want to do with me, but I would love to come back as a great club with a great team." That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.